Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Tyler Boyer joins us to talk with Harmeet Dhillon about who should run the RNC. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Get your tickets to America Fest today, amfest.com, amfest.com. That is amfest.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here. Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. With us is Tyler Boyer, who's the COO of Turning Point Action. But more importantly for today's discussion, he is one of 168 that will be meeting in Dana Point, California in late January to select either the same or a new leader of the Republican National Committee.
And Charlie, I take this very seriously, that vote, 168, but I have a little bit more of an interesting position because all roads lead through Arizona for 2024. And so a lot of people are very interested in how Arizona is voting on this. And We have heard abundantly that people are very upset with Mitch McConnell for good reason. And with even Kevin McCarthy, even though we took back two House seats here in Arizona, just generally the sentiment is that people are not happy in Arizona. And you know, Andy Biggs is talked about.
He's going to be on our program in an hour to talk about his thoughts on that.
And so people naturally are unequivocally upset also in general. And I'd say it's probably about 90% plus of the party very upset with our current leadership in the RNC. And I don't think it's personal. I think it's we have to win, right? And one of the conversations I had with one of the leaders, I won't say who it was, one of the leaders was like, I don't love or hate our leadership in the party. I just want to win. That's it.
And so now we have Mike Lindell, who we adore.
Mike Lindell, who's an advisory board member at Turning Point USA.
He's going to be coming on the program to state his case.
And he's going to be at America Fest as well.
Yep.
So he's going to be speaking at America Fest as well.
To state his case. So America Fest is kind of going to be the place, hey, make your case to run the RNC, brought to you by Turning Point Action. That will be kind of a breakout component of it.
I mean, now, yeah, that's what it's going to be. But I'll take a step back real quick. So there's 168 members, three from every state and territory. Those are who vote. Those people are elected. So a lot of questions are, how do those people get elected, Charlie? They get elected generally by the grassroots. So the precinct committeemen, state committeemen, or state delegates ahead of their four-year convention. The last one was in 2020, right? The next one will be in 2024. But your state party leader, your state party chair is usually elected more frequently than that. Those are how those people get elected. And those people hold the power. So your state party chair, the chairman of the Republican Party in your state, that's a vote. And then there's a national committee man and a committee woman for every state. I'm the male component for Arizona. There's a female component. Her name is Lori Klein Corbin. She was a former state senator. Most of these people usually are prominent Republicans of some type. They've worked, and a lot of them are grassroots oriented. So they have to hear from people about what their thoughts are. And I go out purposely in what we do, and I ask for people's opinion. I say, I want to know, I'm going to represent you, so I want to hear your voice. And right now, you know, I know the quandary for a lot of people is, hey, a lot of people are saying they want change. And so, you know, Harmeet Dhillon just announced last night on Tucker Carlson that she is running. I think she's one of the most brilliant individuals that we have in the Republican Party. She's a member of the 168, so she's the National Committee Woman for California. Kind of awkward for Kevin McCarthy, who, you know, is, I think, a supporter of Rana's. So we have this whole scenario now playing out where we have Mike Lindell, who's wonderful and we love.
We love Mike.
We have Harmeet Dhillon, who's wonderful and we love. And Lee Zeldin, who's been floated for a long time, who said he's going to tell everyone what he's doing tomorrow.
And that's a big deal. And Lee's a friend of the show.
We love Lee. I've talked to Lee. He's a wonderful human being. He should be governor of New York. And I think if it was the 90s, he would be governor today.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, because of how the Democrats cheat in ballot harvest. But I mean, look, but a lot of people are saying, well, if I like Lee, I can't like Harmeet. Well, that's not true. And if I like Mike Lindell, I can't like Harmeet. That's actually not true at all. How the RNC works is you have a chair and a co-chair. One has to be male, one has to be female. Do not ask me why it's the stupidest thing in the whole world. So if the chair is, that's why we had Tommy Hicks.
These are right? The rules.
That is the rules. These are the rules. It's dumb, but it's how it works. So you have a male and a female component. So if the chair is male, the co-chair has to be female, and vice versa. And so just keep that in mind. That's why it's good. I mean, we have men and women. So now we have like essentially two men potentially running and two women potentially running. That's good because that means that some kind of formulation could work together between chair and co-chair. Now, on that topic, how it works is this rounds of voting. So this is not a plurality vote, right? So in a lot of elections, it's like, well, I can win with 30%. That's not how it works in the RNC. It's a majority vote. So it's rounds of voting. So it's basically like runoff after runoff after runoff. Sometimes these things go in 6, 7, 8 rounds. So Lee, Harmeet, and Mike, if they have issues with Rana, they could run essentially together and support each other.
In a pact of, let's see who works.
Yeah.
You know,
whoever comes out on top
gets the most votes, then we'll support you. If it's Harmeet, we'll support you. If it's Lee, we'll support you, but not Rana.
I mean, you would think that they would probably not be in the race if they supported Rana, right? So that
she is the incumbent. She's been there for 5 years. And we'll talk more about that in a second. So people are asking, so when does this happen? It's an RNC meeting, closed door though, in January, correct?
So January in Dana Point, California.
Mm-hmm.
So they chose Dana Point probably because it's Kevin McCarthy state. And so that's how usually these things work out. And we were kind of, I think they were kind of expecting a big red wave celebration that we know wasn't the case. And so now it's almost like a little bit awkward because it's a little bit different. So it's going to be Dana Point. It's the last week of January. It looks like the vote's going to be held, I believe, on the 26th or 27th of January. So we've got more than a full month. So we basically have a month and a half of campaigning, which is a lot of time in these party races.
And what is historically significant here, everybody, at least for the first time in my memory, this is the first time that this is going to be done in the public with you, the grassroots. Usually it's backroom deals, and then you're kind of like, wait, who's the chairman or who's the chairwoman? And how did that happen? And right, Tyler, what we are doing on this program is we want to empower our millions of listeners to actually participate in the selection of the RNC. This has never happened before.
Well, and that's how it should be, Charlie. I mean, us as representatives of the 168, that not all of my colleagues may agree with me on this. That's fine. I'm okay. I'm a grassroots guy. So I believe that we should be down there representing the grassroots. And you know, in New Jersey, the grassroots may look different than the grassroots in Arizona. That's okay. That's how it's supposed to work. We go as a delegation representing you. I'm totally against the concept of backroom deals. And, you know, the unfortunate part is this, and this is what should scare a lot of the members. I know for a fact there are many members that financially benefit directly from the RNC. And I'm not trying to call any of my colleagues out, but here's the deal. That is not what should be the motivator and who your vote is for. It doesn't matter who it is. I don't care if it's who's offering goodies. If it's Mike Lindell with pillows, or if it's anyone else, right? That should not be a motivator. And so I think for the first time with the grassroots involved, you know, a lot of these things happen again behind closed doors. You know, questionable. I think it's a little bit of a scary concept for people to dedicate themselves without thinking that they're going to be held accountable here. I can tell you this, and this is a word of warning just because I live in the grassroots with you, is that you will be held accountable, I think, if you're not honest with the grassroots.
So many of you are saying, okay, I got it, Charlie. I want to get rid of the incumbent power structure. How do I do that? We are going to walk you through, by the way, this is going to be a process for many weeks. And by the way, Turning Point Action, our 501c4, is going to be hosting a forum for the RNC candidates at Turning Point USA's America Fest. So America Fest is going to be where this is decided. Understand, everybody, usually this happens backroom deals. They don't want any press on it. People get paid off. No. We're going to empower the grassroots the first time ever so that you can actually have a selection who runs the Republican Party. Look, we know that pregnant girls and women who can see their babies on an ultrasound are far more likely to choose life. Your gift today can save babies' lives. Just $28 can give a mother who is abortion-minded the chance to see the truth of the baby that is growing inside her. $140 can do this for five girls and women. And through December 31st, your gift doubles to save even more babies. A single $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save countless lives in the years to come. And because of the dollar-for-dollar match through December 31st, your gift provides two ultrasound machines. Whether you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, the opportunity is just a phone call or click away. Preborn saves babies, but also saves souls. Preborn's centers lead the nations in the percentage of patients who come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Call 833-850-BABY, that's 833-850-2229, or give online by clicking on the Preborn banner at charliekirk.com. That's charliekirk.com. Tyler, who should run the RNC? Now, I was going to say this with Harmeet. You and I have both known Rana for a couple of years. She's a very sweet person.
Yeah.
She's always been very nice to us.
Yeah. I mean, I've always had a very cordial relationship with Rana. I think you have too, which.
Yeah. She spoke at one of our meetings, a Turning Point USA meeting. She's always been very kind about the work we're doing.
Yeah. I think she had you at the RNC with Candace at one point.
Correct.
So.
However,
yep.
I think taking a step back, we say, okay, 2018 was not what it should have been. 2020 is not what it should have been. 2022 is not what it should have been. That's three election cycles. I think a question needs to be asked is, shouldn't new leadership be put in place? I mean, that's not against the person. It's also just a very fair way of looking at saying the country cannot afford to lose any longer.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the way that we look at it is very black and white sometimes with these things where it's like, oh, you lost or you're out. Like, I don't look at it that way. It's, you know, everybody here is contributing something, but sometimes you need to shake it up and do something a little bit different, right? Mm-hmm. It's like basketball. I know you're a huge basketball player. Played basketball.
Yep.
But it's like basketball. You bring the ball down the court every time. And if you run the same play every single time, what's going to happen? The defense is going to figure you out. Mm-hmm. They're going to pick you apart and they're going to shut you down. So what you got to do? You got to ISO. You've got to run different plays. You got to pick and roll. You got to like mix it up every time. That's what we have to do. And if the Republican Party is going to be this like decrepit, do the same thing every time, the left is us figured out, we mm-hmm. never change, we never figure it out, then we're going to be bad. And so that's not a knock on Rana. And by the way, she's from Michigan. Part of the reason why she got here is because we won in Michigan in 2016. That's why she got, you know, selected, because during the presidency, oh, that's awesome. We won Michigan. Nobody expected that. You should be chair. And so she did, and she took it on, and she's been a really valiant, loyal Trump, you know, especially against with Mitt, her uncle or whatever, like that. Like, that's a weird situation. I feel for that. But it's, again, like you're saying, yeah, it's like there's seasons here, and we can't have seasons dry out for decades. And we should look
simple.
At things.
I mean, you and I have. We've built something pretty cool here. And if someone's not doing their job, you reassign them or fire them.
Like, we change things every day.
You have to pursue victory. I mean, you are running one of the two major political parties. I mean, this is not.
That's so, and everyone's dependent upon you for that too, by the way.
For victory. That, simple.
Like, we're not talking about hundreds of thousands of people. We're not talking about millions of people. We're talking about
tens of millions.
Like 100. Maybe 200 million people in the country that are like, you know, interested in what you're doing.
Yeah.
So,
Tyler, you could stay when we interview Harmeet if you want.
Yeah.
And
then
we can kind of, because she has to win you over.
Yeah. I'm grilling. And that's the other thing.
That's one
too.
Of the ones.
I'm grilling Harmeet, you know, on her. So I'm grilling Mike Lindell.
You can ask questions of her because she actually will take your questions more seriously than mine because you're actually the audience. But Tyler, talk about how unique it is. What we're going to be doing, which is to open it up to millions of people to participate in what otherwise is a cigar-filled room backdoor process that almost they don't want the grassroots involved in.
Look, and here's the deal, guys. At Turning Point Action, we have been recruiting precinct committeemen for some time, and we've been doing it humbly, kind of behind the background, just working with our staff. We have incredible staff in the key target states for that. But the reason why we recruit people is for this reason. is because the number one thing that is involved with a precinct committeeman job that becomes state committeeman or becomes central committee members is to elect party leadership that represents our values.
Yes.
If you don't get involved, and again, this isn't a knock on anyone, but if you don't elect the right people at the local level, this is how you end up, you know, being upset with people at the national level. And so you got to get involved. And we're kind of unlocking the door, kind of joking about this, but we're kind of unlocking the door and changing the game here, because it's like you guys like Steve Bannon and a few others are saying, here's the door, it's opening, and we're letting everybody in. And that's what I view my job is to let everybody into that process that may feel detached from that.
Yes.
Because we need you and we need your voice.
People don't trust the Republican Party because this process has been very secretive.
And DC oriented.
Yes.
And DC sucks.
Yes,
I think you tweeted this out and we agree on that. We've talked about this for years. If I could shut down, if I could just board up the doors of the RNC in DC, I would do it. If I was RNC chair, I would literally take big fat nails and big fat 2x4s and knock them over the door and say, we're moving to Florida
or Arizona
or Arizona
or Georgia or Wisconsin
or Wisconsin or yes. Georgia. And we're opening up offices there.
Freedom@charliekirk.com. There are a lot of emails though saying Tyler should run for RNC chair. Sorry, can't lose him. Not going to happen, but maybe co-chair. So subscribe to our podcast. Who do you guys want to see run the RNC? We are empowering you, the grassroots, to take back the Republican Party. Maybe you want Rana. That's fine. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Rents are soaring at unprecedented highs. If you're renting or have a friend or family member that is, now is a great time to make the move to homeownership. Look, you got to own. Renting, that's great reset stuff. Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian at Sierra Pacific Mortgage have helped so many people make that leap from renting to owning, with lots of programs that offer first-time buyers assistance with little to no down payment needed. I encourage you right now to visit my buddies, their website. They're great guys. They're Christians. They're conservatives. They love the Lord. AndrewandTodd.com right now. The thing I love about these guys is it's not about the transaction. They're helping you create a plan to help you reach your goals. Give them a call or go to their website, AndrewandTodd.com. With today's still historically low interest rates, it's easier than you think to become a homeowner. I've relied on them, and producer Andrew has as well. I highly recommend you take action now. And if you know someone paying rent, tell them about Andrew and Todd. Go to AndrewandTodd.com and tell them the Charlie Kirk Show sent you. Who do you want to see run the RNC? Do you want more of Rana? Do you want Lee Zeldin, Mike Lindell, or our guest right now, Harmeet Dhillon? Harmeet, welcome back to the program. We also have Tyler Boyer here, who you need to win over to be part of the 168. Harmeet, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me back.
Harmeet, make your case. Why do you want to run the RNC?
Well, Charlie, that's a great question. For one thing, our current chair told us that she was going to run for a third and final term 2 years ago. And so I had actually expected another member to step up and, you know, lead us to victory in 2024. Over the last 6 years, we've lost the House, the Senate, and the White House. And of course, that is a group effort and a group loss, and it isn't just down to the RNC. But the reality is that we have a base that we need to motivate to turn out and vote in 2024. We have to give them confidence that we're going to be doing something differently over the next 2 years so that we save our precious country. And I don't think that the base is going to be motivated to do that. Not only do I not think that, I know it, because I am a grassroots leader, not just in California, but now nationally. And all I am hearing is begging from people who are suffering all over the country to please clean up your act, modernize, compete head-to-head with the Democrats in terms of fundraising, ground game, listening to your voters, and winning elections. There's no A for effort in elections, you know, and we are just losing, and we cannot win without a fresh perspective, leadership, and some of the energy that people like Tyler on the committee bring. But we're not involved at the management level, and until things change, it's going to be the same old. America can't afford that, Charlie.
Tyler, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say this. So, Harmeet, one reason why I'm so excited about you jumping into this race is one simple reason. And this is what for most of the audience doesn't understand. We are up against a army of lawyers that the Democrats, and I think most people do understand this. It's just we don't verbalize it a lot. Perkins Coie, you have your Mark Eliases of the world. Harmeet is it's not even a question. Everybody knows this, is that Harmeet is like the preeminent lawyer that we all respect and love. And we need to build an army behind you, Harmeet. So, I mean, what I'm most excited about is if you get in there as the RNC chair, I mean, talk to us a little bit about how you would build that out and how that translates into winning elections, because I don't think most people understand that we lose elections even before election day oftentimes because we're just like hundreds of lawyers behind the Democrats. Can you explain that?
Yeah, it's a great question. Absolutely. So there's two aspects to this. One is cold, hard cash. Democrats outraise us about 10 to 1. Now, you know, in successive 6 years of the RNC, I keep hearing at every meeting, hey, for the 19th cycle, we have outraised the DNC. Everyone claps. Yay, good job. But that's not the right denominator or the right numerator, okay? The Democrats are outraising us by 10 to 1 into dark money PACs, into pseudo nonprofits that are heavily partisan, and into, you know, all kinds of party committees, unions, you name it. They are just like overwhelming us. Number two, Democrats have realized that where they can't win over a legislature, which is where the laws and elections are made, they go to the courts and they overturn the will of the people in the courts by litigation. We have not matched them even 10% over the years. And so as a result of that, there are very few election lawyers in the country. Like, I'm not, you know, like the best mix and sliced bread, but the reality is I'm willing to do it. Most lawyers are not willing to just work for free around the time of an election and drop their day jobs and be some kind of lawyer militia, which has been the model of Republicans. Like, you know, like, we don't have volunteer comms people, volunteer campaign managers, volunteer media holding our volunteer made ads. But we expect lawyers to do this as a volunteer. So as a result, we don't have a cadre of lawyers who've been specializing in election litigation and willing to do it year round. The Democrats do it year round. They don't do it around the clock. And so, you know, that's the situation that we have. And, we have to start investing now. Rana did start investing in this last election cycle after we lost the White House and the House. So I appreciate that. But, I heard that we're dismantling the election integrity program right now. I heard the funds aren't there. And you know what? That does not work for me. Absolutely. I heard it from a top election lawyer inside the Beltway who was very surprised and disappointed to hear that directly from the chair, that the funds aren't there. And, you know, guess what? We're going to have to revisit that around the next election. No, that does not work.
I just want everyone to understand this. So right now, the current RNC regime is saying that they are going to be dismantling the RNC election integrity project because they say the money is not there. So let me get this straight.
This is what I heard yesterday from one of the top Republican election integrity lawyers in America inside the Beltway. And she said she heard that directly from the chair. Now, lawyers call that hearsay. This is a very highly respected person. Everybody in the, you know, movement in the Beltway would know this person. So I'm not going to say that person's name. But I believe it because, look, I had been the election integrity lawyer in California. It was staffed. I've been on the ground in Arizona with Tyler and with Carrie Lake's campaign, Blake Masters' campaign, Dave Holliday's campaign. And, you know, around the election, we did a good job making sure people were on the ground. But what about a year before the election? What about the lawsuits that needed to have been brought 2 years before the election to clean up Maricopa County? That didn't happen, okay? And so, look. Am I going to be able to solve all the problems of the RNC? Look, I'm going to be new at this. I'm going to need, this is going to be a team effort. There's no I in team. We're really going to have to, you know, come together as a party. And I'm afraid we're not united right now in the RNC. That's got to change.
So Tyler, I want you to chime in here for a second. Harmeet Dillon is running, but the audience of which she has to win over is a majority of the 168. Tyler Boyer is one of those 168.
Yep.
Tyler, you just heard the Election Integrity Project. It's hearsay. Okay, very well might be dismantled. But that doesn't shock you because the RNC doesn't really seem to be making the priority of expenditures where it matters, especially in Arizona.
Well, let me put this into perspective too. And Harmeet knows this, is that, I mean, we are decades behind the Democrats on election integrity because of a number of things that happened years ago where we couldn't even poll watch for years. And so I won't get into the details of that because the audience, it's a little bit in the minutia.
It was a consent decree that was signed a while ago.
Yeah, it was signed by a judge.
But it's done now. It's over.
And the Republican Party just like kind of bent over and took it. And nobody talked about this for decades. And so it put us behind decades. And kind of what Harmeet's talking about here is, I mean, we've got I mean, this is a personality development pipeline that has been completely eradicated, but we have to build up quickly. And so when you look at that and you say, hey, all right, who's going to be the best person? This is how I look at it. And I haven't committed to any candidate. You know, I'm like one of the few who isn't, you know,
you're a swing voter.
I'm a swing voter. I'm just kidding. I haven't committed to any candidate yet, but I love Harmeet. I've known Harmeet now for years. It's who's going to be the best person who's going to be able to build that pipeline quickly. And I'm excited about Harmeet because Harmeet's really one of the only people in the RNC who I trust to be able to help build that pipeline and lead us. And like she said, it's not just her. It requires all of us to do that. Like Charlie's going to figure out smart lawyers to get, but what Harmeet just brought up is really good. And Harmeet, you can comment on this. We have a lot of wussy lawyers, right? And so the frustration is when we have people like trying to convince a lawyer to actually take on, you know, some of these judges and go toe to toe. Like that takes years of development. I don't know, kind of speak to that, Harmeet, and kind of where we're at in that in like layman's terms for us, because we're not attorneys of what we need from an energy standpoint, from a legal strategy.
Okay, so you know, we don't even have time on this show to talk about all the issues here, but let me tell you what's happened after 2020. So first of all, we had a lot of corporate lawyers, a lot of swampy lawyers who represent the RNC, the NRSC, the NRCC. They do a lot of campaign finance work. You ask them to go do a lawsuit, and they don't even know how to do it, frankly. But, you know, so we've paid some of these firms $30, $40 million over the last few years. When it came time to talk about the rampant abuses of election laws in Pennsylvania, all the swing states in 2020, they turned tail and ran. They refused to represent the RNC or our candidates or our campaigns. Even the law firms that filed lawsuits, they got calls from one corporate donor that, of course, the Democrats have a better stranglehold on, and they dropped cases in the middle of those cases. And then you had to, like, root around and find random lawyers to come forward and do it. And guess what? Some of them didn't know what they were doing. They did not do a good job. I would not have been able to stand up in court and make some of the crazy and losing arguments that were made. And I didn't. You know, I have some integrity. So, you know, that leads you to the situation where now bar complaints were filed against some of the good lawyers who did stand up and make arguments, and the judges didn't buy them. That's a shame, including some, you know, arguments that were made to the Supreme Court where the courts just didn't want to get involved for political reasons, I suspect. And so now those lawyers are afraid. They have partners. They have to pay their mortgages. So now you have to find lawyers who are willing to step up knowing that they're going to be frivolous bar complaints. Judges are skeptical because of 2020 and some, frankly, unfortunate arguments that were made by some responsible lawyers. And then you have the party saying, guess what, Harmeet? We don't have money for that project. I'm sorry. That project is winning elections. That's literally the project. Why do I see, you know, I'm sorry, I'm getting very angry here. Why do I see private jet expenses on the FEC report, but you don't have money for election litigation? No. Some donors who have fed up with the party have stepped up and started other organizations. You know, one of those donors supports some of my election litigation outside the party. But look, it's always better, if there are any lawyers are watching this from a standing perspective, it's always better if you can get the party to be the plaintiff, because the party represents all the voters in the country who are Republicans. So they have the best standing, not a nonprofit, not some others. And so you go into court and the party's like, sorry, we have no cash for that, but let's go have this big donor retreat, or let's go, like, you know, spend money on dumb ads that don't work. And I'm like, what am I here for? I'm here to win elections. I'm not here for cocktail parties. I am not here for, you know, filet mignon. I'm here so that people in my state don't have to pay $7 for gas and they can afford housing. That's what I'm here for. And so that's why I'm so frustrated. Nobody else stepped up. I'm willing to step away from my law practice for 2 years. I'm willing to step away from my nonprofit for 2 years and make it my priority to lay the groundwork now so that in 2024, a Republican is elected to the White House. Good new Republicans are elected in a historical opportunity in the Senate, and we have a comfortable margin in the House. We do not have a comfortable margin in the House. All this gaslighting that we just won the last election, we barely won it. As you can see, all the drama over the leadership struggle in Congress, it is ugly. It is a very narrow victory. And so I am not comfortable as a Republican. I have not slept well since 2020, to be honest with you. It looks like I'm not going to sleep well for the next 2 years, whether I win this race or not. But I'm prepared to step up. I know that there are some others waiting in the wings. They're afraid. The politics of the RNC is that right now people's votes are being, frankly, bought with donor money, and promises of funds transfers to their states, or even worse, contracts that are being offered to people for Oh, I'll appoint you to the chairmanship of this plump committee, which will get you to travel around and look good to your state if you vote for the current leadership. I think that's appalling. And honestly, I hope it gets exposed over the next few weeks. Not acceptable. This is our party.
Yes.
The GOP stands for Grand Old Party. It's for the we the people. Okay. And so we need to understand it's our party. The people who are voting for RNC chair are representatives of
yes.
the hundreds of millions of Republicans. They need to understand that. So what I said in a letter to all the RNC last night is I asked them, just go back to your states and ask the people who elected you, chairman, national committee man, national committee woman, do you like and think we should continue the current leadership of the RNC? What are your ideas for improving what's going on? And how do you feel about the direction of the party? But I think that the answer to that, what Tyler, I've seen your poll, what I've seen on my, own Twitter page and others, our voters do not like the direction of the party,
yes.
the country, or the current leadership. I hear it loud and clear. I hope they hear it loud and clear, too.
We are in the era of lawfare, and we keep on losing in the courts. Maybe we should have a chairwoman of the RNC that's a lawyer that has a killer instinct. That would be logical, wouldn't it? MyPillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock in time for the holidays. Last Christmas, you made our slippers the number one selling MyPillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. What makes My Slippers different is the exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers makes them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help relieve the stress on your feet from all the running around this holiday. Wear them anytime, anywhere, and save $90 off with promo code KIRK. That's only $49.98 a pair. You'll absolutely love My Slippers, and now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023, making them the best Christmas gift ever. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KIRK or call 800-875-0425 now. Again, use my promo code KIRK and save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair. Quantities won't last long, so please order now. This is a very basic question, but it's also an important one. We've had multiple people email us asking, what does the RNC do and what should it do in its ideal sense? Because we get a lot of excuses. They raise $300 million and then we're told that they don't have any money. So what do they do exactly?
Well, the job of the RNC is to raise money and support state parties, support candidates. There's, sharing of funds with NRCC, NRSC. It is to train volunteers. It is to train staffers. It is to support getting Republicans elected in every way possible. If there's more money, you do more stuff. You do more litigation. You hire more ground staff. RNC has a voter registration program. Although, in my opinion, the voter registration is best done at the state level, at the precinct level. That's how I got started in politics here in, of all places, San Francisco. I stood out in the rain outside new citizen swearing in ceremonies and registered voters. And I was able to say, hey, I live in your community and I'm a voter here. Please join my party. And like, that's very effective. I'm not sure, how effective other methods are, but you got people like Scott Pressler out there outside the party doing like the Johnny Appleseed approach of running around on his own time. And so I want to see the RNC. What I think it should be doing is inspiring our base with messaging that's not reacting to the Democrats and using the same five talking points. It is clear. It is positive. It is articulating what America can look like if we change, if we elect the right leaders, because that's like where we are right now. We do not have the right leaders, even in our party, in my opinion. And so we need to be raising prolific amounts of money inside the party, but also that needs to be part of a constellation of fundraising, because you can be very effective using nonprofits to do some of these things. Some litigation can be done by nonprofits representing individuals or groups. Some election activities in terms of registering voters can be done in particular areas through nonprofits. There's a lot of work that can be done efficiently with donor dollars. So are we, but if your attitude is, me, I want to raise as much money as I can. I don't care about the cost of fundraising being 40%+. I don't care about the, the money being wasted on
what? 40% of their budget goes to fundraising?
Some of it is more expensive than that. Some of it is less expensive than that. It's insane. There's a high cost of raising dollars. It's inefficient. And a lot of that is padding of consultant salaries. Those consultants support the current regime. Okay, yeah, those look, consultants I just supported don't buy the last it.
I'll
regime.
Just be very honest. Sorry to interrupt you, Harmeet. We raise a lot of money at Turning Point USA. Praise God. We have 150,000 donors. We keep that below 6 to 7%. I mean, so okay. Somebody here is getting fabulously wealthy. Tyler, sorry to interrupt you, Harmeet.
Yeah,
no problem. You're right.
And that's a major issue. I think Harmeet brought this up. You know, I think again, this is any. I'm a board member. We have 168 board members, right? I'm a board member. I'm one of 168. It's a big board. But as a board member, as a stakeholder in the RNC, when you ask the question, are we effectively spending every dollar, every dime that comes into the RNC? I can't effectively say that the answer is yes, and that concerns me. You know, even for a chair that's coming into this, Ron has been here for many years.
5 years, yeah.
And it's got to, you know, and if there's concerns there, that concerns me even more than if she was like a first year or second.
Yep. Final thoughts, make the final case for the grassroots. And as I've said, Harmeet, we're opening this up to the grassroots. We want millions of people involved in this race. Harmeet, final thoughts.
Okay, the final thoughts are a lot of members of the RNC on paper, a majority of them have said, oh, I love what's happening at the RNC. I want to see more of that. And so they're supporting the current chair and, you know, her vision. This is not personal, but if they want change and they want us to see us have the best chance of winning in 24, they need to contact the three members of the RNC in their state, chair, national committee man, national committee woman. In Arizona, they need to contact Tyler and, you know, Lori Klein Corbin and the chair, Kelly Ward. And they need to tell them, please vote for change. I demand that you do the fiduciarily appropriate thing and vote for change at the RNC. And tell me that you're going to do that. Give me that commitment in writing. And that's what I need to see happen. We need that pressure to go on the members to do the right thing and change. Thanks. Whether it's me, Lee Zeldin or Mike Lindell or whoever, we have to have change at the RNC. I think I'm the best person to do it, but please let there be change.
Scott Pressler, who we all like, is putting together a list. This will complete the point for everyone in the audience. A list of every member that you'll be able to contact. They work for you. And these members, a lot of them have never, ever been put on the hot seat. About time. We make the grassroots in charge, not the consultants. Harmeet, God bless you. We'll see if you
Thanks
went over
for
Tyler.
Having me.
Good luck, Harmeet.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.